This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Black Lives Matter protests against President Donald Trump began peacefully as the president held his first campaign rally in months in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is despite warnings from public health officials about the coronavirus. Protesters flooded the city's downtown streets and briefly blocked traffic at an intersection, but police reported just one arrest Saturday afternoon. Mr. Trump supporters gathered in the 19,000-seat Bach Center for what was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the COVID-19 virus began in March. Many of the president's supporters were not wearing masks, despite the recommendation of public health officials to keep the coronavirus from spreading. Some had camped near the venue since early in the week. President Trump is attempting to tie the destruction of monuments and statues around the country to Democratic leaders, including his likely rival in the presidential election, Joe Biden, the former vice president. Speaking to supporters in Tulsa, Mr. Trump says that the choice in 2020 is very simple. He says, do you want to bow before the left-wing mob, or do you want to stand up tall and proud as Americans? Statues have been destroyed in numerous cities amid continuing anti-racism demonstrations following the May 25th police killing in Minneapolis of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody. More than 461,000 people have now died globally from the COVID-19 virus. That number nears 120,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is 8.7 million globally and more than 2.2 million in the United States. Find more at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Britain's finance minister, Rishi Sunak, signaled the UK's government is poised to relax England's two-meter social distancing rule. Finance minister signaled on Saturday. Businesses have said the rule in its current form would slow their recovery from the lockdown unless changed. Sunak said that he understood how it was affecting the financial stability of pubs, restaurants, and other hospitality firms. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he will do everything he can to get the country back to normal as soon as possible without risking lives. The review of the two-meter rule will apply to England only, as Britain's devolved nations have their own powers over health rules. And Johnson, who says the government has followed scientific advice and its approach to the lockdown has to balance the need to revive the economy of its 20% collapse in April without allowing a resurgence in cases. U.S. Attorney General William Barr confirms that U.S. President Donald Trump had fired U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman. Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, New York, whose office is investigating Mr. Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, publicly refused late Friday to step down from his post after the administration abruptly said in a news release that he was being replaced. Berman responded by writing that he had not resigned and had no intention of resigning, going on to say that he would when a presidentially appointed nominee is confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Barr said that he was surprised and quite disappointed by Berman's statement, saying Berman had chosen public spectacle over public service. Barr's announcement comes less than a week before the House Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing where Justice Department officials will testify about political interference at the department. Chairman Gerald Nadler said he intends to invite Berman to testify. A federal judge has ruled that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book. The Trump administration had tried to block the release because of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth on Saturday was a victory for Bolton in a court case that involved core First Amendment and national security concerns. But the judge also made clear his concerns that Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States by opting out of a pre-republication review process meant to prevent government officials from spilling classified secrets and memoirs. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.